The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
The battle behind the scene, but we'll look at it from a different angle. Because I want you and I need you to appreciate the battle. Because the moment you appreciate the battle, you can fight better. But if you don't appreciate the battle, you can't fight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody is only willing to fight when he hears that it is time for fasting and prayers. Somebody is only willing to fight or willing to wear his battle gear when he hears that it is time for fasting and prayers.
When your person be kun na otise edu mraye accompanying Bible,
but when you appreciate that there is a battle raging behind the scene, you will always be prepared.
Na se unhu se oku bi ahise wo jumedi na ti a ene de abribia obesisi wo.
Because a footballer is not prepared to only go and play football on Sunday. He is prepared on Monday to Saturday. Monday throughout the week. Why? If he does not prepare and they call him Sunday morning, born unto me then
on what?
Amen. In the same way, an athlete cannot run, cannot break records, when he or she does not prepare every day. But it is unfortunate. Christians are the only group of wonderful people in the world who only prepares at special occasions. The only wonderful group who prepares at wonderful occasions. Last week we learned that when man had been placed in the garden, he didn't know that there was a battle behind the scene. But today these scriptures will help us get certain things clear. Psalm 8 verse 3 to 9.
I want
someone to read for me. Psalm 8 verse 3 to 9. Read from your Bible, not from the screen.
Hello? Okay. Verse 3. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Amen.
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 So we are beginning from verse 3.
If you accept me,
Psalm 8 from verse 3. In In Psalm 8, verse 3, we see the psalmist talking about when I consider the heavens, the works of your hands, the moon, and the stars which you have ordained. Remember in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, when God has done all this and he created man. You remember last week?
Now, call Moses Umedikan, a chief of Kintumedunusian, and Raja Miabo will be a Vieno or Bo Unipada Seni.
Now, the psalmist comes to ask an important question that we want to look at tonight.
Now, in Yumtinino, Ebi Sassin, Phobia, and we hear ye, Babajo, when you read
Psalm 8, verse 4.
Now, in Chichomona, Hono,
what is man?
Unipa, anyway.
What is man?
Unipa, anyway.
Tonight, I want to ask you, who are you?
And you remember besides a warning wine.
Who are you?
Warning wine.
What is man?
Onipa oni wine.
Say, what is man that thou art mindful of?
Onipa ni wine a o dwin ne ho sa.
Not the son of man that thou visitest.
Anaso onipa ba a o be srasra no.
Who are you?
Warning wine.
When we get up and we are angry, we tell somebody, don't you know who I am? Today they also asking you, who are you?
Who are you? And then Obisa said,
Victor, who is man?
Victor, Onipa ni
who is man?
Why ni Onipa?
Who is man?
Mifa,
okay. Yes. Who is man? Who is man?
Onipa anyway.
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, God said that we should be fruitful and do what? And multiply. But now the psalmist looks at himself and asks God, who is man? Who are you? Who are you? That God should put everything under your feet. Who are you?
Yes,
who are you?
From the Bible, from creation, we realize that man is a creature created in the image and likeness of God. And he gave him commandment that he should be fruitful and multiply and subdue and have dominion.
So that is who man is. It is not, don't you know I am rich? Who is man?
Why?
And tonight, by the time we finish, we will see why man has a battle.
Now, and you may answer the baby, you know, be who Nintia, Onipa, or Okun, Okun.
Amen.
Amen.
So, the psalmist says, what is man that you are mindful of him? Nor the son of man that you visited him. But we are going to verse 5. In the verse 5, the King James does not get it clear.
Oh no, just
you made him a little lower than what? The angels. It is wrong. It is wrong. King James, it is wrong. If you have God's word, it will tell you, you made him a little lower than God. What do you answer then? Don't worry. You solve that problem right now. You made him a little lower than angels.
I say, oh yeah, make it to a crash.
The New Living Translation will say, you made him a little lower than God. God's word version will say you made him a little lower than God.
Oh yeah, make it to a crossing above from saying Yankupon.
The Passion Translation says, yet what honor you have given to man created only a little lower than Elohim. That is the Passion Translation. Created a little lower than Elohim.
Yes, so and Elohim is what?
But the writers of King James could not understand that man is a little lower than God, so they put him under angels.
Now, King James, we
are coming to look at something.
Now, we
are going to Ezekiel chapter 28. will combine both. If man was a little lower than angels, would the devil have been fighting man?
Nanka onipa ewo form kakrasin obofona.
Would the devil have been fighting man?
Enko bon sambe kwetia onipa na.
I had an example to give, and tonight I have the same example so that we work on the example.
Now, our pattern will be on the Bema, and you may be here now, and where you man.
If man was a little lower than angels, would the devil mind fighting man?
Senka Unipa will film Kakra sing or Bofua, and Kabeha Obeha no one new Nipabe Kuana.
Anybody under you, do you fight with a person? Yes
Obi,
or no?
Obi,
you fight with people under you. You only battle with those who are above what? You.
Only Oma what Ebro Suna Eten Tam Nayewanga Washawasi.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Asari, let's go to Ezekiel 28.
Ezekiel,
last week, I made mention to you that two books, Isaiah and Ezekiel, they were the only people who prophesied and gave us behind the scene issues. They are the ones who gave us things that happened before creation. And tonight we want to look at what Ezekiel said from Ezekiel 28, verse 11.
From verse 11. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyros, and say unto him, Thus saith the Lord God, Thou sailest up the psalm, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, sapphire, and the emerald, and the carbuncle, and gold. The workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in the... In the day that thou was created, thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou was upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. Thou was perfect in thy ways from the day that thou was created, till iniquity was found in thee. By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence, and thou hast sinned. Wherefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God. And I will destroy thee, O covering cherub, from the midst of the stones of fire.
Thank you. Who is Isaiah? Who is Ezekiel talking about here?
Why not Ezekiel?
Who is Ezekiel talking about here? He's talking about Lucifer. Now, number one, let's look at something. From verse 11. Where was Lucifer from the scripture?
He was in Eden.
Musa no suma ba mun kasa kakra ni yin ente. He was where? In Eden. Do you agree? When God created man, where did God put man?
The garden of Eden.
Are you clear now?
Matthew, are you clear now?
When Ezekiel was describing Satan, did he say he was just in Eden? He said he was in the garden of what? Eden, which belonged to what? God.
Now,
Now in Genesis chapter 1,
when
God carefully created you and me in his image and then in his likeness, where did he put you and me first?
In the garden
of what?
Eden.
So from Ezekiel's prophecy, Who was first in Eden?
Who was first in Eden?
Lucifer. So, if we were going to draw an organogram or an organizational chart of God's empire before creation, what would be, how would we draw it? Who was number one? God. Is that not so? So we had God. Then, from God, who was there?
Lucifer.
We have God, the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ as one. So that is the God.
All one.
So when I write God, I mean the Godhead.
Yes.
Then we have what? Lucifer.
Lucifer.
And then we have what? Man. The other angels.
Yeah.
From the book of Ezekiel, chapter 28, we could see that Lucifer could go in and come out.
If
he was not going in and coming out, he could not have deceived some of the angels, true or false. So, before creation, this was the organogram or the organizational chart
of God,
Lucifer, and all those who are ranking within Lucifer. They say, we have what?
The
Archangel Michael, the Lucifer, Archangel Gabriel, they were there. So, we have God, Lucifer, and then we have what? The other angels. That's all. Then, Ezekiel chapter 28 is telling us that till iniquity was found in what? Him.
Satan.
And he was what? Cast down. Don't worry yourself. I had an example, and by the grace of God, tonight we have an example. So don't worry. When Lucifer fell, that means that this place became what?
Empty.
Vacant.
Yes,
it became vacant. Do you all agree? It became vacant. So God created what? Man. In his own image and in his own likeness. And where did he put him? In the garden of what?
Eden.
So when God created man, now what will be the structure of God's empire? It now becomes God, man, and then what? The other angels.
Yes.
Because Bible says in the book of Hebrews that are the angels not what? Ministering spirits.
Are they
not ministering spirits?
Sent
to assist what? Us. If they are not ministering spirits to assist you, then they would have been what? Higher than you. But somebody who serves you can never be what? Higher than you. So when man was created, it now became God, man, and then the other angels. This is what brought the contention between man and Satan. That is why man was being pursued by Satan. So the moment you were created, you had replaced somebody. I told you that if you have not replaced somebody, or you are not on top of somebody, the person will never fight you.
Auntie
Messi, you are home. Don't worry. Everything is sorted out. Don't worry. Don't worry. Everything is sorted out. Question.
I say, Misa.
Question. I wanted to ask a question, and today I have a question here. Why is it that when a man who has been declared that his father's or his mother's witchcraft, wizard, and all those abosom are fighting him, and therefore may have even deposited a pot in the stomach, and the person begins to drink, he or she can drink to the point that everybody in human terms, we can see that the person has become what? Useless. Is that not
true? Now, I'm saying to you, Nipa, that's in a Nipa, no, na, yedi, but Nipa,
Question. Why is it that when we see he is useless, why does the demons not leave him and go? Because why are you useless? Why don't they leave him?
Now say you only say for so be any so Adam on so then on the no.
Why don't they leave him?
Eh.
Why don't they leave him?
I don't know munya and sana.
Because yes, can someone help me?
Obi beti me amasa se mi se hu asema
na. Aden no muda ho tete no.
Na ye ye no basa se wi no.
Ati wa ya bre usu nyina.
Emio, wada ne okwa sampeni na
so. Enso aden ni enja o. Why are you not being left alone? Yes, can someone help?
Obi beti me ama ehun wo ya na.
No what say?
Person wo bra na. Ebi enye papa.
No.
Person wo jana. Obetumi abesesa.
Amen.
Amen.
You see? Let's look at Psalm 8 again.
Yenhwe enwom etu otribio.
Psalm 8 says, and you have put everything under what? His. Are you here?
Oh, aha.
Am I going too fast? Number one, from verse 5. You have made him a little lower than God. Number
one.
So man is a little lower.
Onipa wo from kakra sin yankupon.
Number one, man is a little lower than God.
Onipa da senu from kakra sin yankupon.
Number two, you have crowned him with what?
Glory. And Anna.
One say, and into your battery, you will be in the one. You have crowned him with what?
Glory and Anna. Ah, okay.
Yeah, I'll be free.
Oh, said you know.
Yeah, true. And it means that you have 2 points and you have 1 point. You have crowned him with what?
Glory.
You have crowned him. When you first won, you have crowned him with what?
Glory.
Number one, who is man? Man is a little lower than what?
God.
Who is man? Man has been crowned with what? Glory. A woman lying down here, because she has been crowned with what? Glory. And the demons and the principalities are seeing the glory of the Lord on her. And she herself has not realized that she is carrying some what? Glory. So they are fighting the glory. That is why she's down here.
Enti enam so nipa da sani wo from kakasi nyame na nyame de enunyam abo wa botre enti adam oni no ho se enunyam bi wo so enti bo se wo obo sam ko ye se bibimpo na haumpa ada so enunyam ye den ewo so.
It is unfortunate that man is pursuing money whilst leaving the glory.
Now, no nipa a disikechi and a wage in Union Natin chain.
Do you know who I am?
Only me,
yeah. I have money,
Musica,
but I don't know. I have glory.
Now, me name some when you yam.
I have glory first.
Do when you yam the kind,
and the glory will now produce what? Money.
Now, and you yam the sikaba bremen.
When you lose sight of your glory,
now, so when you pa, I will do yam the soa.
Demons will play chaskele with you.
Adam on the Bible chaskele.
Because you don't know you carry glory.
If it's a wound himself, and you can be also.
Say, Heavenly Father, I thank you that you have crowned me with glory. I thank you that you have crowned me with glory. You have crowned me with glory. I hope you are getting it now.
Sabri the Muti, I say Sabri.
Then, in that same verse, the next one says, eh. So, because, that was why I said don't add the end. Because end means it's 2 points. So, number one, he has crowned man with glory. Number two, he has crowned man with what?
Honor. If you don't take
care, you would think that man has only been crowned with glory. When you say glory and honor, but the honor is also what? A crown that you are what? Wearing.
Now, so one when you have a say, the abotre no aye and you yam any nidie, I say what boning now, bakope, now so aye and you yam. Ena nidi e kaho nte emienu mate ase.
You have been crowned with honor.
Ye di nidi abo abotre.
That is why the devil is fighting your heart. Honor.
Enti na obonsam okutia wo nidi ne de abo no.
You have been crowned with honor.
Ye di nidi abo abotre.
And the moment you realize you have been crowned with honor, you will get up from your state.
Na se wo se ye di nidi abo abotre pe basore puti bi emo.
You are not able to get out from your state because you think you need money to survive. You don't need money to survive. You need honor to survive. Money is good.
Sika ye die.
But Anna comes before money.
Na nidie ba ansana sika ba.
So man has been crowned with Anna.
Enti onipa da sene ye di nidie abo abotre.
Are you clear?
Matthew said.
So these are the things God deposited in you.
Weni nyama bi anyame edi due due omo.
You were made a little lower than what? God.
That
is why you have angelic assistance. And you have been crowned with what? Glory.
And you nyam so abo abotre.
Abefo omuni wonko efa usika ho. They don't fight your money.
Abefo ne wonko usika ho.
If you are sitting here and you think it is because of your money, that is why witches and wizards are fighting you, I am here to tell you are joking. It is not your money. They are fighting a glory they are seeing upon you.
Na se odwen se be ye no okon na osika na ahonya dia ayantro na mom omo hu enduo nyam bia nyame dia bo abotre no eno na omo kotie no.
They are fighting the honor they see upon you.
Because
right now, if that thing is cast out, you become a new man. You become a different man. You will take a new leave. Your life will change for the better. Why? You have your glory back. You have your honor back. For man to be able to rule and have dominion, you must have glory and you must have what? Ana.
Na so ni pa betime dia de ne wadi bibi so no ese onya enuonyam ene ni die.
This is why there is an increase in battle over your life.
Wenti na okono ekosuru edos bebre wa brabo so no.
Over your destiny.
Oh, shebre so.
Because
and I'm saying,
you see, well, it is time we begin to pray this prayer. Father, reveal unto me who I am. Reveal unto me the glory you have placed on me. Reveal unto me the honor you have put on me.
And
when you see your glory, when you see your honor, then you will rise up and do what? Fight for it.
Now, sorry, na wakon ama.
This one, you don't need somebody to tell you. I see somebody taking something from your head. I am telling you what you have to what carry. That's all.
Unyo mi sobo ko unse o mi unse obi yibi biyafuti so weye nyango pono diye diye umu aye no ano no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So with this, the devil will now what? Fight you.
And I'm waiting upon some na bibi obeko etiao.
So when we read Psalm 8 in verse 6, he says, you have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. Verse 7. All sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field,
verse
8, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea. Is this not the same command that was given to Adam?
Yes, sir.
Is that not the same thing?
The same thing.
Is that not the same thing?
The same thing.
So now, the psalmist is giving us a deeper understanding of who you are.
Enti sabri enyom tinini ma wanya.
That the dominion God has given you, it is not a money dominion. It is a glory dominion. It is an honor dominion. And when you carry that glory, number one, all things are under your heart. Number two, if you don't understand all things,
so won't you be asking so?
The meaning of all things is what? All things. Is that not true?
All things are all things.
But the psalmist thought we may not understand it. So he decided to break it down. The birds of the air. The fish in the sea. And the animals on the land. All these things are under your hot feet. That is why even when you are a drunkard, that is why even when you decide you won't follow God, the devil will still come following you. Amen.
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 So, in Genesis,
the
chapter 3, what we see there, about the serpent entering the Garden of Eden and tempting Eve and
Adam.
It was not just a normal tempting. Because Ezekiel 28 makes us to see that that was where the devil was first placed.
Now Ezekiel my auntie as he said, oh hona a day of one some no di kind for two.
You are sitting in my place. So the conversation you see the serpent having with Eve is not a conversation of Ube to me the Diabana announced to me. It is a conversation of you are sitting at my place. I came to what? Remove you.
Ain't you common a one How akonya no eyan komo sevia eduabo betime edio na mu
oti me tibia
entimabe 2 efio.
I have come to remove you.
Mabase be 2 efio.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, will you accept that he removes you or you will fight?
Enti ubeja tumso be 2 anase one ni be kon.
Na me die I finish as yes ofo say it may be na sofo kasa say a dominion shift and then a shift, supernatural shift and dominion. Meeting baby in a wire mine, coffin, hammer,
you don't understand.
There is a shift,
sister.
And the earlier you accept that shift,
now in terms of self,
you can stand and battle.
And then I said, wait a minute, now I walk on a no.
Because you don't know what you carry.
If you say wagasa unimnia ekitao.
But the one who is fighting you knows what you carry.
Nanso ni ono ekono nimnia ekitao.
That is why the psalmist in Psalm 8 says, "Who is man?"
Ain't na nimtulin bi say.
He says, "Onipa ene hwan,
onipa ne hwan."
What is man?
Onipa ne hwan.
So even if today I am a drunkard, I must carry the what? The glory of God. That is why I still find myself what? Drinking.
Hello.
Hi. For those of you who think it's a sin to live a righteous life, I'm just telling you why you must live a righteous life. Because there is a glory you must behold. There is an honor you must preserve. And that honor is what put things under your hot feet. Because when I speak, demons must bow. They will only bow when the glory of the Lord is on mine.
Amen.
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 That is why in the book of Acts, the seven sons of Sceva, the demons ask them, "Paul, Jesus we know, Paul we know, who are you?"
Etina, Sceva, man, a man's son, or Bonsamisa, or say, Money wine, yes, we know.
The person who is
Paul,
saying,
come
out of him, we can see glory on his head.
Nanyoka said, Finimu Pieno, Etimu said,
the person who is saying, come out of him, we can see Anna on his head.
Nyoka said, Finimu Pieno, who said, need the ego on his soul.
And we respect the glory.
Na yebu
we respect the honor.
Yebu so.
But you people, we don't see anything.
Na mo de
and you are telling me, come out.
Na mo kajem se min pie.
Enye me bromo. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is why last week the raging battles we discussed.
If I have to go back
a little bit to last week, that is why the devil, when he heard Genesis 3:15, do you remember Genesis 3:15? I'll put enmity between you and between the seed of the woman will bruise your head, and you will also what?
Bite
the heel. That is why when the devil heard that one. Number one, glory has been given to you. Honor has been given to you. And they are now telling him that you bruise his what, head.
Then
the devil knew that was why the devil had to fight what, that prophecy. That is why the devil, when he saw that Cain was a little bit weak, he entered Cain that killed Abel. Otherwise,
and I want someone say, Ken, a quanka kada no pe no kuru no mo, no di ye ebe fiho.
I am using this to recount, and then next week we'll continue. That is why when Seth came, Adam said, we have now gotten what? A replacement.
And he said by Pen Adam Castle, Owenya in Sianemo.
Those who did the Genesis work, I am reviewing it too. I'm still going through.
So
when Seth came,
he said,
Adam says we had a replacement. Adam can say yes,
what type of replacement?
A
replacement that will bring honor to us.
Now, a replacement
that will bring glory to us.
Any
a replacement that will bruise the head of what?
So
when we went to Genesis chapter 5,
and
Genesis chapter
6,
the Bible says, when men began to multiply,
now
the devil does not know who will bruise his head. And that is why in Genesis chapter 6, the sons of God, that is what? The demonic realm has to what? Has to invade the earth to sleep with the sons of what? The daughters of men.
So that
they will produce wicked people.
Nama wo etrimo dimfo.
Why?
Adentia.
Because when wickedness is abounding, you will forget that there is glory on you.
Na se etrimo dimbe busua urefimpo se enunyemimpo
oso. You will forget that there is honor on you.
Urefimpo se nidiebi oso.
You will forget that you are little lower than God.
Na urebefu se mpo uwo fam kakrabi sin nyankopon.
You will also forget that you have to now bruise his what? His head. But thanks be to God, when we go to Genesis chapter 6 verse 8, Bible says, but
Noah found favor.
So when God was still looking, there was a man who had what? Glory. There was a man who still had
Anna.
That is why Bible said, but Noah found what? Favor. You want to find favor? Go look for glory. You want to have favor? Go look for honor. Stand for your glory. Stand for your honor. And God will visit you with his favor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So even when the devil orchestrates everything and it is going against the world, the Lord will what? Preserve you. That is why when we started, I read Psalm 121.
If you are saying no, okay, can you
have any new background? The Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my shield at my right hand.
The sun shall not smite me
by day, nor the moon by night. Why will the Lord preserve your soul? Because you are carrying his glory. You are carrying his honor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Next week we'll now continue from our Genesis chapter 12.
Amen.
Amen. So those of you who came a bit late, tonight we were looking at what is man. Who is man? Somebody scratch your car and you get annoyed. You say, you don't know who I am. Somebody steps on your toe and you say, you don't know who I am. Man today is being defined by the money he has. Defining man by the glory he has placed on man.
So
the psalmist says, who is man? Number one. Man has been made a little lower than God. That is the first status that you have realized. If God commanded things and they came into being, then, because you have been made a little lower than God, when you command things, it must come. That is why, when you speak fear, fear begins to what?
dominate your
spirit.
You are made a little lower than God.
Ehu ebe dia dia ebe say wo wo fam kakra pe sinyame.
So Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Na trust him say send no nipa dwen sanu ati.
Number says, what I hear you say, so will I do unto you.
Number one says, dia meti no enu na meye.
Than God.
Because you are
supposed to carry the image and the likeness of God.
So that
when you talk, it is God what?
Speaking.
But unfortunately, today, man will talk and God will regret he has made man.
May
the Lord not regret that he has made you.
Then,
number 2. You have crowned him with glory. And that is what every man must be looking for. You have been crowned with glory. And number 3, you have been crowned with honor. Because you have been crowned with glory.
And I'm saying there,
and you have been crowned with honor.
And you need the Swabo about 20.
All things now come under your feet.
Bibia, I shall say.
Then you can now dominate.
Ne, so bring it to me, Eddie Bibia. So
when you go home and you read Ezekiel 28 carefully, the description of Lucifer.
Oko fi na ko kinke ziki homana. Send a church of one semuna.
You will now see that the things God fixed in him. So when we replace Lucifer in the new organogram,
see, Sunday, Lucifer,
before the fall, then you know the things God has what fixed into you. Say, Heavenly Father, may you open my eyes to see the things you have deposited in me. Begin to pray. Lord, open my eyes to see
open
what
my
you
eyes,
deposited
O Lord,
in me.
To see the things you have deposited in me, O Lord. Open my eyes, O Lord. Open my eyes. To see the things
Jesus.
You have deposited in me,
open
O Lord.
Open my eyes,
O Lord.
I may
open
not be having
eyes.
Anything to eat today. But
yes,
you have still
Lord.
Deposited something in me.
Libro cabana.
Life may be tough, but you have still deposited something in me.
Open my eyes, O Lord.
Open my eyes.
Open my eyes, O Lord.
That I may see.
Open my eyes,
what lost
Lord.
Things.
That I may
out
see
of your
the good things,
sight.
O God. The quality things, O Lord. That you are placing us. Thank you, Jesus.
Father, we pray that as this revelation is poured forth, may we be clothed in power and in anointing to unfold our destiny and to take our journey with you to a new level. Father, may every clarity, may everything that needs to be distilled, may it be made clear unto us, Lord. Because, Father, when we know who you have made us to be, and we know who we are, then we can fight for what is rightfully us, for us. I pray that your power will fill us. May your power fill us.
Jesus.
May your power fill us. Jesus. May your power fill us. Jesus. May we be filled with your power. May we be filled with your power. May our destinies begin to open up.
Yes,
may
Lord.
Our destinies begin to open up.
Yes,
may
Lord.
It begin to unfold
Jesus
now.
Name.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, I pray that Father, everyone whose destiny has been covered, this night as we speak, Lord, may that destiny be uncovered.
Amen.
Any destiny that has been caged, we break that cage.
Jesus.
Because Amen. Lord, we must carry glory.
Lord.
We must carry honor.
Amen.
In this time, Lord, the only distinction between us and darkness is your glory and your honor. And that is what we must carry. God, Bible says, you created both the light and the darkness. You created both the light and the darkness. And therefore, if we have been made a little lower than you, then darkness cannot rule over our lives. We pray that we will have strength to shake off every darkness that have entered into our lives. And from tonight, we will resolve to live to honor you. Because the more Adam fellowshiped with you, the more he ruled. The more he fellowshiped with you, the more he dominated. May we continue to rule and dominate. We give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you for coming. So, tonight we have given ourselves Psalm 8. So, read Psalm 8 from verse 2 to the end. Ezekiel 28 from 11 to 19. When you read those two, and you have not done your Genesis studies there, now begin from Genesis chapter 1. It will become more
clearer.
Then God willing, next week, we will pick it up from Genesis chapter 12. And move
up.
But until we meet next week, may you carry the glory of God.
Amen.
May you carry the glory of God.
Jesus' name.
May you carry the glory of God.
Jesus'
name. May you carry the honor of God.
Jesus'
name. May you not sit down for anyone to carry your glory. May you not sit down for anyone to take your honor. Take what is rightfully yours. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.